Martin Luther King Jr., who was born in 1929, was an African-American Baptist minister and activist who became the most visible spokesperson and leader of the civil rights movement in the United States from 1955 until his assassination in 1968. King fought for civil rights through nonviolent means and civil disobedience. He was inspired by his Christian beliefs and the nonviolent activism of Mahatma Gandhi. Martin Luther King participated in and led marches for blacks' rights to vote, against segregation, for labor rights and other basic civil rights, and he helped to organize nonviolent protests and boycotts against civil rights abuses, especially in the southern part of the United States. And of course, there was the 1963 March on Washington, where he delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. There were several dramatic standoffs with segregationist authorities. Sometimes these turned violent. FBI agents investigated him for possible communist ties and recorded his extramarital liaisons, reporting them to government officials. His life was regularly in danger. In 1964, he won the Nobel Peace Prize for combating racial inequality through nonviolent means. In 1965, he helped organize marches from the town of Selma to Montgomery in Alabama. In March of that year, he led a march of 3,200 people, again from Selma to Montgomery. The city of Montgomery in Alabama was a hotbed of racial segregation, and it was there in 1955 that Rosa Parks famously took a seat on a city bus, refusing to give it up to a white person. In his final years, he expanded his focus to include opposition to poverty, to capitalism, and the Vietnam War. He was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, on the 4th of April, 1968. Martin Luther King Day on January 17th was established as a public holiday across the United States in 1971. Martin Luther King played a pivotal role in gaining for blacks similar rights to those enjoyed by white Americans, and he did so by nonviolent means. He is rightly regarded as one of the great figures of the 20th century, a civil rights leader, an orator of eloquence, a Nobel Prize laureate. But King was a man who achieved greatness despite his human frailties. This is an important message for us all. He himself had his flaws. He was, for example, frequently unfaithful to his marriage vows. But we should know that even flawed and imperfect people can serve humanity. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá says, "Holiness means having defects and fighting against them. But we will still have defects when we die. You, my sons and daughters, will always struggle, and I too will try to always struggle to the last moment of my life. If we don't struggle, that means we're not doing well. On earth, we can never have the comfortable tranquility of those who give themselves over to pleasure because they know that the future is secure. The future for all of us is uncertain in the sense that we could become traitors to our Lord, our vocation and the faith. We cannot wait until we are perfect to do good. You and I would be waiting a long time. We must do good now, today, and struggle against our weaknesses and temptations and ask God today for our daily bread, our daily allowance of grace to build up his kingdom." Martin Luther King led the third march from Selma to Montgomery in 1965, 56 years ago on this day.